is the worship of the devatas inclusive in what sense? See, suppose there is a king of his country, and that king has a son who somehow gets estranged and goes away. The king has gone to the son has gone prince has gone to some other kingdom and is now poverty stricken, lost, having lost all his wealth, and is working for some landlord over there, and is struggling, not getting much pay, suffering. Now, because of the estrangement between the son and the father, although the king is ready to help his son, the king is not ready to come back to him. So the son is not ready to come back to him. So the king sends one of his ministers and tells the minister that you employ him. And the minister says, I'll pay you better than what you've got. Whatever you need, that I'll fulfill. You come and start working for me. So then, now in that way, when the prince starts working for the minister, he has come back within the kingdom.
Kingdom.
And whatever salary the minister is giving, that is ultimately
Coming
coming
from
from the
the
king.
kingdom, yeah. So
So
why?
in that sense,
Yeah.
the demigod worship gets this lost son back into the kingdom. But the father would rather like the son be not just in the kingdom, but be in the home.
Yeah, in the home.
So from the point of view, all those who are outside the kingdom, the son who is in the kingdom is better. But from the point of view that the king, the son can be at home, his being in the kingdom is not good. So it is progressive. So gradually, after if that son thinks, okay, this minister is giving me salary, but where is he getting the salary from to give me? Then gradually his understanding will evolve, and he'll be able to come towards come back home. So like that, the demigod worship can eventually reach to Krishna worship.
How is the time-wise, man? What time?